Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Silva. Today is April 30th on a Saturday, and this is episode, I believe, 7 of Coming Our Movies, and I've been hard at work. I've been working on scripts. I have off from school, so I'm trying to do everything to try to help you, help everyone out with all their movie news as well as their film reviews. I did go see Fast 5 today, so I will be reviewing Fast 5 at the end of today's episode. This episode is sans Cantor, so it will be a little shorter than your average episodes. Okay, to start things off, it's a lot of new stuff this week, and including last week. Let's start it off with, you know what, I'm not going to put it in any order, but let's go and start off with that. Samuel L. Jackson lost his script to the Avengers, and they actually started filming on Monday. The Avengers started filming on Monday. Joss Whedon is actually directing that, and it makes me excited because now production, since it started last week, it started April 25th. I'm getting more excited and it's getting more anticipated for me. And now that Samuel Jackson lost his script, some guy who found it is now trying to sell it on the internet. He's trying to sell it to movie blog sites, and to be honest with you, they don't actually make a lot of money. So he's asking for, I believe, $10,000, I think. But it won't take long. I don't know if this happened already at the time of this recording, but Disney will probably have a cease and desist letter. But how does that affect the actual outcome of the movie? Will they have to change the script? Was the script in Samuel Jackson's, the ending in the script that Samuel Jackson lost, is that the true ending? Or was it without an ending? Or was it the entire script? Did he just lose a few pages? The question still remains, but I would still like to know what would the outcome be to that. Another piece of news is that Armie Hammer, who played both Winklevoss twins in The Social Network, is actually in talks with director Gore Verbinski, who directed The Ring, Mouse Hunt. That's a little known fact. He directed Mouse Hunt, yes, with Nathan Lane. Yes, you didn't think I remember that one. He also directed this year's one of the biggest animated films, Rango, with Johnny Depp. And he also directed 3 out of the Pirates of the Caribbean films. He's in talks with Gore Verbinski about starring as the Lone Ranger, with Johnny Depp co-starring as Tonto. The movie won't be releasing until 2014, so it's kind of interesting to see how his role might come out as. Mark Ruffalo was talking about his role as the Hulk recently. I think it was Friday. Here he says he was surprised by... I'll just read you the quote. "I was surprised by how well my theater training played into the motion capture thing, because it's all your imagination. When he moves on the ground, I want him to be using all fours, using his arms as much as his legs to move from here to there, which is quite possibly an interesting method of having the Hulk run or possibly even walk. Probably not walk, maybe just running around, because in Banner's Hulk, he was usually running or jumping. And in Ed Norton's Hulk, he was usually climbing up stuff or running towards things. Now for Mark Ruffalo to be on all fours, literally crawling, it's quite interesting. I would like to see how that plays out. I would like to see how he portrays the Hulk, because he might be possibly the best Hulk compared to Norton, because, and Banner. I don't know. I didn't like Banner so much. Steve Soderbergh is actually developing a movie with Channing Tatum about male strippers. Yes. Yes, ladies. Male strippers. The movie is called Magic Mike. Though Soderbergh is directing this movie, it's still going to be a while until this movie comes out. He is actually directing Liberace with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon. And after that, he's also directing a action comedy based on the Man from U.N.C.L.E. series. He's with George Clooney. So I would like to see how this one plays out. Also, Channing Tatum, little known fact, some people know this, but Channing Tatum was a stripper before he got into acting. Nice piece of news for you for that one. New trailers that came out this week was X-Men First Class, trailer number 2, which shows a lot new footage. I'm getting there. I think I said it on the episode before that I wasn't too excited for X-Men First Class, but a little bit more footage is coming out, and I'm starting to get slightly more excited for it. Also, the international trailer for X-Men First Class also came out, and that has even more footage, even though it's a little shorter. That has more footage. It's actually quite exciting, and you guys should go check it out. You can go on YouTube or Apple Trailers. Another one is The Devil's Double, though I don't know. I haven't seen this one. I do know that it's about Saddam Hussein's son, I believe, and his body double. Some of the reviews are that they're calling it basically the godfather of Iraqi films, which is quite interesting. I would like this. I haven't seen that one yet. Another trailer that I haven't seen that also released is the new Red Band trailer for Bridesmaids. The first trailer that came out for that was actually quite funny. So I will, depending on the Green Band trailer, the new one that released about 2 weeks ago, this movie should be quite funny. It's one of the movies that I definitely want to go see when it comes out. The new Transformers preview came out last week, I believe. I think it was on a Wednesday. I don't know. If it's just explosions and not a lot of talking, then you probably have me interested. I probably might watch it. Though I did not see the last Transformers because I did hear it was bad. I heard mixed reviews. I heard it was good. I heard it was horrible story but great action. Then I heard it was a bad movie all around. The new Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 trailer came out. Not excited for Harry Potter, so I just skipped this trailer. But if you're excited for the new Harry Potter movie, this movie should be on your must-watch list on the internet right now. You should go and check it out. And Immortals, the movie about the Greek gods that is a fictional story starring Henry Cavill, who is cast as Superman in Zack Snyder's Superman, and Mickey Rourke. It looks okay. I would like to see more footage of it. There wasn't a lot of footage that I've seen. There wasn't a lot of great footage in the movie, personally, that made me excited. But I would like to see where this goes. And let's continue on with the news. We also have Justin Lin, the director of Fast 5, is actually signed on to direct Terminator 5 with Schwarzenegger in the lead role. And this is quite interesting. Though he signed on, there is no distributor actually signed up to actually distribute the movie yet. So let's see how that goes. I'll keep you posted on that piece of news. Like I said before, the Avengers actually started principal photography on April 25th, last Monday. And the American Pie sequel is coming, has a date, April 6th, 2012, and it's going to be called American Reunion, and this actually has quite a cast on it. Mostly everyone from the first film, including Jason Biggs, Sean William Scott, Allison Hannigan, Sean Levy, Chris Klein, Tara Reid, Mina Suvari, and Thomas Ian Nicholas are all signed up. Interesting to see what new story this would be. I believe that is actually nearly, no, that is not 10 years. I think that's more than 10 years since the first. I think the first one came out in 99. This is about 9 years after the first one. The first one came out August 10th, 2001. So I would like to see what type of film that comes out to be. And the last piece of news that I have for you guys is that Pixar, though it was anticipated back in September of 2010, CEO of Disney said that Pixar would be making films based on Marvel characters, And Pixar's CEO, John Lasseter, actually released a statement. And the statement is as follows. No, not at Pixar. It's a filmmaker-driven studio. All of the ideas come from the filmmakers themselves. We have The Incredibles, so we've done superheroes ourselves. Which is interesting. Well, not interesting. It just goes to show you that they will not take any other person's ideas. It's basically what they want to do. It's basically their original stories. So if they actually did make a Marvel movie or just a Marvel short, it would actually be quite possibly an awesome, awesome adaptation. Though it's not in their nature, as you've seen from their past movies. Though they are doing sequels, and they did sequels to Cars 2, Monsters, Inc., and Toy Story 3, they're still their original ideas. They're in-house. They're not trying to find any other stories that people are pitching to them. It's all in-house. So that's a good decision that they're making. Now, finally, my Fast Five review. It may be only April, but the summer films has just started to roll in. Summer kicks off with Fast Five, the fifth installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise. The film takes place about 2 minutes before the ending of Fast and Furious. They show exactly how Brian, Mia, and gang, Paul Walker, and Jordan Brewster, respectively, help Dom, Vin Diesel, escape from the prison bus. The movie begins on a bang and never lets up, which is impressive for a film with a runtime of a little over 2 hours. There are some CG shots in the movie, but the amount is minuscule, and you won't mind it as much as other films such as The Expendables. The scale of this film is much bigger than the past films. Bigger cast, more cars, more action, and Rio de Janeiro is possibly the best co-star of the film, with crane shots of the city over the shoulders of Christ the Redeemer, though the majority of the film takes place in the slums. All of the main characters from each movie of the series stars in this film, sans Michelle Rodriguez, who died in the last film. The scale of the action is amped up, though a lot of the stunts will have you thinking to yourself, that's not even possible. Fast Five is pure adrenaline, high testosterone fun, and should never be taken more as just an awesome guy flick. Also, the fight between The Rock and Vin Diesel is well choreographed, and is the reason why many people went to see this movie. Fast Five, I give it 3.5 stars out of 5. Also, stay tuned after the end titles for a special scene that sets up a sequel, if there's one to ever be done. You know what I mean. Okay, so that is the 7th episode of Coming to Movies. I'm sorry this episode was a little bit later than I anticipated, but I wasn't able to go see Cantor this week. Though possibly next week, I'm not going to give any promises. There will be a new episode with Cantor. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at TheLongJohnSilva. Go follow me there. You can also follow Cantor at 5 Second Stare. I'm actually in the works is a Coming to Movies website. Right now, if you see on your iPod, if you're listening to this on an iPod, or if you're looking at your computer, I actually did make a new logo. So there's that, and I'm currently working on a website. So stay tuned for that. Also, you can send us an email at comeonermovies@gmail.com if you have any questions or concerns, or if you'd like to ask us any questions about what we do, how we record, or if you have any suggestions on how to improve our show, you can email us at there. And finally, my name is Silva, and you just came on our movies.